With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel is reporting damage in central areas today after Iran launched more missiles. We've all seen the higher gas prices sparked by the war, and they won't be coming down anytime soon.
AAA says the average price of a gallon of gas is about $3.60 a gallon. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says Americans will feel the impact of energy supplies being cut off from the Strait of Hormuz for a few more weeks.
It is a short-term disruption in the flow of energy. Americans are feeling it right now. Americans will feel it for a few more weeks.
But Wright believes the war could be over in a matter of weeks and thinks there's a good chance the price of gas will be below $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season. This Atlanta resident says she's feeling the impact of higher prices.
I think they're quite expensive right now, especially for $4.87. That's a lot.
Oil prices have reached $100 a barrel, and analysts have said if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, prices could jump to $150 a barrel. I'm Mike Hempen.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says there's lots of extreme weather hitting the U.S. right now.
We've got the blizzard moving across portions of the Midwest to the Great Lakes, a severe weather risk across the from the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic, and then the well above normal temperatures across a lot of the West. Different varying levels of hazardous weather, but a lot of areas are seeing, you know, weather that is on the anomalous side for mid-March.
A tornado watch is in effect for the greater Washington, D.C. area. Public schools are closing early in the region. Congress has canceled all votes for the day. This is SRN News. The use of AI chatbots is popular with kids, as correspondent Michael Harrington tells us.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitism is surging around the world this month. A fire erupted at the entrance to a synagogue in the Netherlands last Friday. A week ago, a bomb was set off outside a synagogue in Belgium. And in the U.S. last week, a man drove his truck into a Jewish house of worship outside Detroit. This latest surge in attacks on Jews coincides with the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran. This is SRN News. The United States has made an historic shift in its trade dynamics.
America is importing more goods from Taiwan than from China for the first time in decades. This change is primarily attributed to the implementation of tariffs and a substantial surge in demand for technology products, particularly those related to artificial intelligence.
Correspondent Ron Taylor reporting. A former Colorado funeral home owner faces 20 years in prison after giving families fake ashes. She helped her ex-husband hide nearly 200 decomposing bodies. Carrie Halford is asking for leniency when she is sentenced later today. The WNBA's commissioner says progress is being made toward getting a new collective bargaining agreement. The two sides met for another marathon negotiating session yesterday. It ended about 3 o'clock this morning. More talks scheduled later today. More details at srnnews.com.